The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
All week we're doing a series on how young people, and God love them, socialise. Our reporter, Emily Keegan, has been investigating the claim that young people are ditching the nightclubs and bars. I was given the figure, something like 522 in the year 2000, down to 83. Incredible. Well, Emily Keegan, in the interest of research, took to the streets of Dublin City on a Friday night to see what the crowds were like and speak to Gen Z who made it out to the pubs.
What's your favourite way to socialise with your friends?
I think the problem is that in Dublin you can't socialise without drinking. So drinking, I guess.
Go for a pint and go to the smoking area. It's the best spot that I met a lot of my friends, to be fair. Like, especially like this area, like Drury Street. You just once you know like certain friends, then you start meeting more and more and more, and that's all together, like it's coming alone.
Two young people on Drury Street in Dublin city centre on a Friday evening. Probably not the most shocking scenario you can imagine, given the street is known for its popularity with Gen Zs. If it's not raining, you're probably guaranteed to see a crowd of people in their 20s sitting on the curb outside the nearby bars in groups. But when you start to wander around the rest of the city streets, it can often appear much quieter and the crowds of young people become smaller and smaller. A lot has changed in the past 5 years, and the pandemic definitely reshaped how we do a lot of things. One of those things, which seems to come up again and again, is how young people socialise. It seems we're witnessing the death of the nightclub. In fact, figures show the number of nightclubs has fallen by 25% since 2020, and there are only 83 regularly active clubs left in the country. But that surely doesn't mean the end of young nightlife in general, does it? I asked those out in the pubs what their social lives typically look like.
I know it's acting.
Drinking pints of Guinness.
Do you ever do anything that doesn't revolve around drink?
Yeah, play sport, run, paddle, tennis. What else do we do? Hike. What? Swimming. Yeah, go for sea swimming's good.
Then when it comes to nights out, what's your dream night out? Are you pubs, nightclubs?
A pub, and then unexpectedly turns to a nightclub.
People say like that young people aren't going out anymore. So are you still going? Are you still going to nightclubs? You're doing the full thing?
Probably not as much as before COVID.
We go like to Lane 7 or play snooker or pool or anything like that. Bit of golf as well.
Sports, gym, football, anything like that, yeah.
But you do still love a night out, do you? Like, what's your dream night out?
Cheap, somewhere cheap, preferably.
Probably just, like, closing later.
Yeah, not enough late licenses in Dublin, I don't think. There's only a few spots that you can go to, really.
Is it fair to say you're nightclub people, or would you be more pub people?
More pub people, but, like, having the option doesn't hurt. Like, if you can go somewhere nice afterwards, after a few drinks in a pub, now having the option is nice.
High heels. I never see anyone wearing high heels anymore.
That's more of a, like, a practicality thing, I'd say. Like, if you're walking around for ages, if you're, like, going to Prinks and then getting the bus into town, going to the pub and then going out, like, you'll be in bits, so you're not going to wear heels.
And what about you then? Like, is going out for drinks, is that your favourite way of socialising too, or do you like to do non-alcoholic related things?
Hikes, yeah. Swims, yeah. And whatever sport you play. But yeah, yeah, I definitely still like
it. I love going for drinks, but I love, like, going for coffee as well, stuff like that.
Yeah, coffee,
and, like,
yeah.
Yeah,
lunch, dinner,
exactly, yeah.
What do you think when you hear young people are boring now because they're not going out and they're not dressing up and they're not doing, like, do you think that's true?
No, but, well, I don't either, yeah.
All of our friends stuff, like, we all love a night out. Even if, like, some of our friends don't drink and stuff and they still go out, yeah, go for a dance and stuff, like, I don't think that at all.
Yes. What would you like to see more of for young people?
I think we actually had a very good places where they start doing lots of, like, arcanes when you don't actually need to drink. Like, more and more
like
places
events,
getting
like
open.
Even, like, just, like, day events or, like, yeah, any events, especially for, like, young people. I see a lot of kids running around. I know for a fact that there's so many things they could have been doing.
Something which is, like, open to the public, but it's not necessarily about,
you know,
drinking.
Like, they do exist, but it's just, like, the marketing of those events. It's pretty, like, bad, in my opinion. It's just, like, people don't know there's certain things exist.
A pretty mixed bag. It seems young people are finding other ways to spend their time with their friends, but they're also trying their best to hang on to whatever kind of nightlife they can. It might look different, with many trading the skirts for jeans to stay comfortable or the vodka Red Bulls for pints to save some money, but they're still heading to the bars, it seems. However, the closure of late bars is bound to have an impact, with a limited number of places left to go. That's one of the reasons why Spun Out is calling for funding for more youth-focused best community spaces to fill the gap while also offering an alternative to the pub. I sat down with Isabel Solon, a young woman and member of Spunite's board of directors, to find out more about the impact the closure of nightlife venues is having on young people and what could be done about it.
Like, I can't say I'm surprised with alcohol licensing laws and how difficult and how expensive the cost of living is. It makes everything a lot difficult because I think in Ireland there's a huge pub culture in terms of like going to the pub for a cheeky drink. It's about having fun, and I think as we cut away nightlifes and nightclubs and you limit yourself in terms of what you can do, you create this sense where there's nothing in Ireland, nothing you can do. And I think it can often feel like a part of a larger problem because you're seeing that there's nothing for young people to continue on once. And then when you talk to older people about it, they're like, well, I had this and this. And you're like, well, I don't. It means that you young people don't have an area to connect outside of work or outside of college. And it means that you're very limited in how you can do it. And then there's that thing of people thinking you're being antisocial or that you're loitering or taking up space. And I don't think young people, it's not a shame that we're taking up space. Like, we are part of this country and we enjoy being here. And to have people look at us and be like, you're just loitering, you're sitting on benches. And it's like, where else are we meant to go? Drinking, it is sort of a go-to, but I think we need to invest in other things because, like, you've got people who complain about the state of Dublin City during the night. I think if you invest in things that aren't drinking, you will see probably more social behaviour in terms of, like, people going to a pottery class, people going to visit an art museum. Like, in New York, they open the Met on Fridays and Saturday evenings to do date nights for people. Go by yourself, go with your family, that kind of thing.
When it comes to young people and like yourself, you're in college, there is a stereotype that all young people want to do is drink. So if the investment was to go into these non-alcoholic related activities, do you believe young people would actually use them?
I would use them. I think that young people would definitely use them because a lot of people don't drink for health reasons, for financial reasons, for religious reasons. And having a space where people can be without that expectation, it's nice. It also means that younger people could use the space as well, to say 16, 17 year olds.
If young people are quitting drinking or opting to skip the nightclubs and focus on run clubs instead, there's bound to be a ripple effect on the industry. We already know bars and restaurants are struggling to stay open, with bodies calling for reduced VAT rates and funding to keep the night economy running. But there's more work involved in keeping things running. An obvious important role is that of taxi drivers. On late Friday evening, the taxi ranks were full, but the line was definitely moving. This driver has been working in Dublin City for 6 years now, so I spoke to him to find out if things have changed drastically since he started.
I think it's not changed. It's still the same, I think. Some of them already have some drinks and then they are going out. Yeah.
Are things as messy, I suppose, as they were 6 years ago?
To be honest, when you look around, it looks more messy, but I had maybe less problems in my car. Let's say last 1 year, I had the less problems than in my beginning years, like, you know.
And then just in general, like a regular Saturday night, is it as busy now as it would have been 6 years ago?
I think it's busier now.
Busier?
I think so. Maybe because of tourists and people who are coming for work, like for big companies.
On a regular kind of Saturday night, would you say most of the people getting into your taxi are young, like in their 20s, or are they a bit older?
Whatever I will answer, it will be not correct, because I am picking up people myself, because I am looking for safety myself, and I am trying to pick up a bit elderly people. I'm trying to avoid young guys, especially young guys. From young guys, you can expect more trouble than from anybody else. Like, but girls are always have to something to talk to each other, like, you know. But boys talking to me, sometimes asking stupid questions, like, you know. Not sometimes, many times. Girls are talking to each other. They tell me, make music louder, no problem. Yeah, so girl passengers are much better.
So young people say they're still trying their best to keep their nighttime social lives thriving. Taxi drivers say they're still busy, but at the end of the day, the data doesn't lie and closures are real. So if things keep going the way they are, what's next for the social life of young people? Where will they go? Spunite has released its pre-budget submission and it includes €60 million for the development of youth hubs across the country and €786 million to provide free public transport for all young adults. If they get their way, will the funding make a difference?
I think I'd love to see the government invest in young people, because I don't think they're doing it enough. I think that there is a lack of hope and general planning for young people, because they don't feel as though there's a future in this country. They think that my options are so limited here in terms of what I can do and where I can live because of work opportunities, because of social life and family and all of that. For Spunnet, we would love to see that the government invest in youth services, invest in community spaces, because they do work. There are countless of studies the governments can draw upon, from Iceland to Finland to even Spain, to see, oh, investing in young people and in society does work, and it has such massive benefits for people.
All right.